From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Walmart says this morning that it's adding 10,000 jobs this year as part of some 60 new stores or expansions around the country. Good news, but the announcement comes on the tail of a year of job cuts and retooling at America's biggest private employer. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here live with more. Lewis, so tell me about these 10,000 jobs. What kind of jobs are we talking about?
So these are mostly retail frontline jobs. Walmart says that it's adding or expanding 59 locations. That's in a press release. That release also talks about a big expansion of its job training programs for employees. But the very important context you mentioned is that at this time last year, Walmart was announcing hundreds of closures of Walmart and Sam's stores and 10,000 jobs cut. And then later in the year, around September, the company announced around 7,000 cuts to back office jobs, accounting and HR, those kind of jobs. And some of that is tied to automation. Those cuts are still continuing right now.
So that's how many jobs eliminated in 2016?
The total estimate there comes to 17,000 job losses at least. The company has said that many of those employees were just moved to other positions.
So between all of this job loss, job gain, job churn, I mean, what should we make of this announcement?
Well, specific to Walmart, it is the largest private employer, but it's also having to just rearrange a lot to deal with internet sales and automation, and a tightening job market. It may actually mean these jobs need to pay a little more and offer a little more mobility. So that's the training that we're seeing. And perhaps you've noticed adding jobs is a big focus for the incoming administration. Companies are thinking about those Trump tweets, maybe trying to get out ahead of them.
Those Trump tweets. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you.